Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan, very excited to have you with us. It is now Friday, May 11th, 2007, about midnight here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And welcome if you're listening on our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. You're all welcome here. And our phone number tonight, as always, 800-313-9443. Our guest this evening is the field director for the School of Metaphysics. The website there is www.som.org. We're talking a lot about dreams, interpretations, symbology, and different themes and what it means and why it's important. And we will, of course, Dr. Sheila Benjamin has agreed to analyze, interpret, and explain some of your dreams if you have them. Nothing to fear here, my friends. 800-313-9443. Dr. Benjamin, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. When we left off, we were still talking about some recurring themes. And again, you said sometimes it's very, very obvious what it means, and sometimes it's very disparate from what the dream would symbolize. And we were talking about this in conjunction with your example about a student who had dreamt of killing their parents, and then you said that's not what you're saying. You don't have some subconscious desire to kill your parents, which is always a good thing, I'm sure. But death is a recurring theme. Now, based on our conversation tonight, I would say that the death symbolizes the ending of something. But sometimes it would seem like if you're at a funeral and everybody's sort of, you know, thinking happy thoughts, kind of like, oh, remembering the person. And sometimes you're devastated by a death. Sometimes it's not a funeral. Sometimes it's actually a death, I suppose. You witness something. It's horrific. What do these mean as far as themes go, not specifics, though?
Death symbolizes change.
Okay.
And the way that you view change could be very, you may be really welcoming change. And so, therefore, the memory can be very delightful, however you're ready for whatever you're about to embark on. Sometimes we hold on to old ways of thinking beyond their productivity. And so then we're desperate. You know, when something changes in our life, it's like we feel out of control.
Mm-hmm.
So, but death is a change. It is a change in any regard. You know, physically, it's a change when someone physically dies.
Mm.
They were alive at one point, and now they're in spirit form.
Wow.
And so when we dream of death, it can be a really good thing because change is inevitable in our life. Sometimes we're challenged with it.
Yeah. What about when people dream of a baby being born? I've read in dream dictionaries and things like that, which I'm sure you probably would not necessarily recommend for people. But, well, you know, it's obviously it's very vague. I mean, it's very general, which is what we're talking about here is generalities. But at the same time, you know, you can dream of having a baby and it says, oh, the baby means death. But maybe you dream of having a baby alligator, in which case it means, like, I don't know, pepperoni pizza before bed. I don't know. So birth in general, what does that mean?
A baby, or if you're pregnant or you have a baby in your dream, it indicates that you have a new idea that you're either birthing or you have birthed. It's a new idea in your life.
Wow.
Regards to the alligator, it would be a habit.
Okay. Well, I didn't dream of giving birth to an alligator yet, but you never know. After this show, who knows what kind of crazy dreams I'm going to have. Hang on a second. Dr. Sheila Benjamin, ladies and gentlemen, a dream analyst and field director for the School of Metaphysics. Stay with us. We're back in three, and stay with us.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust attack. just war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Our guest tonight, Dr. Sheila Benjamin, Field Director for the School of Metaphysics. Welcome back, Sheila. I really appreciate your time here. Great website, by the way. Lots of interesting stuff there.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff there.
Absolutely.
Definitely can get lost.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I might ask you for some clarification on some things, and obviously want to talk about what you guys do, where the schools are located, and all that stuff as well. But back to the dreams. There are a couple things I want to ask you about myself. I had a dream last night. So how does it work? I just tell you what I remember?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember all the details. There were two girls there, which starts out sounding like a really good dream, but it was really kind of boring, honestly. So there were two girls, and they wanted to go ice skating with me. Now, I used to play ice hockey all the time, so it's a great, you know, I was like, yeah, I'll go ice skating. So went to go ice skating. For some reason, I felt the need to don all of my hockey pads. So I started putting them all on, and then I said, this is taking too long. So I took them all off, and then I looked at my watch, and I put them all back on. And I was about to go out there and go ice skating in full hockey gear for some reason. And then I looked at my watch and said, oh, I got to go. I got to go to work. And then I woke up. Or that's what I remember anyway.
Okay. Like I said before, every person in your dream is a part of you.
Hmm.
And everything that happens in the dream is a reflection of you.
Okay.
So in this dream, you are with parts of your inner self or your subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean that I have two feminine sides?
It could mean, really? What it means is that there's just, did you know the people?
No. I mean, in the dream, I felt like I knew them, but I have no idea who they are.
Okay.
Consciously.
So it would just indicate that there are two aspects of your subconscious mind that you're unfamiliar with, which is typical. I mean, mm-hmm. there's lots of parts to us that we are, we just know just a fraction of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And in this dream, there's a desire for some form of balance, which mm-hmm. I would indicate with ice skating.
Mm-hmm.
However, there is this need that you have to protect yourself in some way
mm-hmm.
in regards to this interaction of balance that you're participating in. And you're very, very preoccupied by time.
Mm.
So it's like you're challenged with the present moment because you're always thinking about the future.
Wow. Yeah, that's spot on. You know, time is obviously something I like most people, I don't feel like I have enough of. And I do work a lot, and it's obviously on my mind. And then at work, obviously, doing a radio show, I mean, you live and die by the clock. You get in what you can, and you can't what you can't.
Yeah.
So is that specifically about work, per se, then?
It could be.
Mm-hmm.
It could be. You know, you would know better than I.
Yeah.
What this is telling you mm-hmm. about. And that's how it works. You know,
yeah.
I can tell you what the symbols mean.
Mm-hmm.
However, the actual, how it pertains to your life,
yeah.
only you know.
Wow. That's fascinating. So the other parts of my personality or my subconscious, how would I figure that part out?
Well, they're unfamiliar, so
yeah.
they're new parts that are being introduced to you that you haven't identified yet.
I see. So it's positive in a way. It's a
yes.
sort of growth, but saying that you know, the balance that I'm trying to achieve may not be the balance that, you know, my subconscious wants. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's incredible stuff. I'm learning new stuff. I love this. This is why I do the show. I'll be honest with you, Sheila. I like to learn new things. Well, let me ask you this.
That makes sense.
What's that?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that does kind of make sense, doesn't it? Yeah, you know, I've chatted with people before I've done dream interpretation. Some of them you know. And I remember one guy had told me, he said, hey, look, write down a question before you go to bed. And think about that. Look at it like the last thing you do before you turn off the lights. Look at this question and go to sleep, and you'll have a dream. And I remember the question, and I remember what I did basically was I told him what the dream was about, and then I told him what the question was, and it actually was extremely relevant. And if you'd like, I can recall that dream, too.
Sure.
Okay. So I wrote down the question, went to sleep. Well, and in the dream, I was at a toy store, and I was looking around at action figures, and I was looking at, I think they were Star Wars action figures. Yes, they were. And they were all little Yodas, and I was looking at them, and I thought, well, this one looks like it's cheaply made, and obviously, you know, you don't have a toy store like that. You know, they're all carbon copy. They come out of some factory in some third world sweatshop where children are putting them together. They all look the same, but these ones all look different. They were all Yoda, and some of them were flat, and some of them were crappy paint jobs and whatnot. And I just kept looking and looking and looking and didn't find anything I liked, and I was very unhappy. So then I went over and I started looking at Legos, and I did find some toys that I wanted to buy, which obviously is very silly. I mean, I have a childish personality at times, but at the same time, I thought it was very interesting. So that was what the dream was. Any insights on that?
Well, toys in a dream, I would see, is toys are a way in which we use our imagination. And the action figures, you know, you're looking at Yoda, who could symbolize a kind of mentor figure. However, it's still how you're desiring to use your imagination. It's not necessarily adding up to what you want. And so then you go to Legos, which gives you the freedom to build and to create and to form whatever you want to in your mind.
Very interesting. Well, the question I had looked at, strangely enough, before I went to sleep that night was, what should I try to focus on with my life? So I think that's interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah,
because,
very cool.
You know, the Legos are all about building.
Yeah.
And you can form whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Yoda thing, obviously, I mean, Yoda was sort of a wisdom, you know, represents wisdom, I guess, in some regard in the series. And you'd think, okay, I'm looking for that, but I'm not finding it where I thought it was, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's very interesting. Well, this is really intriguing to me, obviously. Let me tell you another thing. And let me pose it in form of a question first. I had one incident, and it stands out in my mind because it was very surreal, and I was very young at the time. I was about 6 years old. I went to sleep every night, and I had a series of dreams, and they were all consistent. They picked up where it left off the night before. It was not the same exact dream, but it was in the theme of that, and it lasted for a full week, and I've never had one like that again. Is that common for people to have that kind of dream, and is that dream fit into one of the types that we discussed earlier in the program?
Sometimes people have reoccurring dreams. I wouldn't necessarily say this is a reoccurring dream, although it has the kind of flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
And what probably was occurring is that you were working through something all week long, and at the end of the week, there was some kind of conclusion, and so the dream stopped.
Wow.
When people have reoccurring dreams, it's a similar kind of learning. The stimulus may be different that's going on in their life, but the learning is the same. And so they have this reoccurring dream that is communicating the same thing to them.
Wow. Well, the dream was about the end of the world, which I thought was kind of bizarre to sort of have at the age of six, I suppose. Although, I guess, you know, or maybe I must have been about 8 years old at the time. I can't think of anything offhand. Obviously, not a whole lot of detail necessarily. But I remember it being very vivid. I do remember certain aspects of the dream, but I remember just really being, you know, unhappy with the whole experience, honestly, as you would expect from having dreams about the end of the world.
Yeah, and you know, there could have been some significant changes that were going on in your life that were affecting a lot of your life. You know, at eight, it could be anything, you know, because at eight, your dog dying could be significant in affecting all parts of your life.
Oh,
and,
sure.
You know, just profound learning.
Oh. Wow. Well, one of the other things we mentioned was health-oriented dreams. How is it that people should interpret health? And just for backstory's sake, one of the things we try to focus on this program is health. We've had a lot of fascinating people on with a lot of amazing health solutions and ideas and innovations. And it's a big passion of mine. It has only grown so over the years as I've developed talking to people, I've learned so much about health. And obviously the ability to perceive health-related issues in your dreams is, gosh, that's invaluable. Well, not only do you save, you know, $100 a pop at the doctor's office, but, you know, you get a good idea of how to be in tune with your body and what you're doing to it. So when we come back from this break, I'd like to get your input on that, a little bit more clarification on how to identify what those types of dreams are all about. And again, folks, stay with us back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Our phone number, 800-313-9443.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome back. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Dr. Sheila Benjamin from the School of Metaphysics doing dream interpretation with us here tonight. Welcome back to you, and thank you again.
Thanks.
So when we left off, I was asking you about health-oriented dreams and how are some defining characteristics? I mean, we talked about some themes and symbols and whatnot, things that typically occur in dreams. How can certain things be indicative of health-related dreams? How do you identify it, and how do you interpret that?
When someone has a health dream, they'll be dreaming of their car, and something has gone wrong with their car. An example of this is years ago, we used to have schools in Colorado. And I'm from Chicago, and so I had traveled from Colorado to Chicago for Christmas, and I had a passenger that I needed to take to his home, and I stopped at my mother's house first, and she said, oh, I'll come for the ride. And so in the process of us going back to her house, she said, you know, I had this really disturbing dream, and, you know, she said, I dreamt that my cousin was backing out of the driveway, and they got hit. And I knew that it was a health dream. And when I put my attention on my mother, I thought, oh, this is serious. However, you know, she's my mom, so I don't want to think she's seriously sick. And so she had a cold. I thought, oh, that's what it's about. Well, probably about a month and a half later, she was very sick, and she was diagnosed with diabetes, which immediately left her legally blind, which meant that her sugar levels were probably out of whack when she was driving in the car with me. And so I always remember that dream because, you know, it was a health dream. It was saying that there was something going on with her health. And, I, you know, could I have changed the clock on her? I don't know.
Wow.
However, you know, when someone has a health dream, it will, the symbol will be a car.
Wow, that's amazing. Is that mostly, I guess, commonly identified because most people have a car? And to be honest with you, most people obviously take better care of their car than they do their own bodies.
Well, the thing is that we as thinkers use our body as the vehicle, just like we use our car. And that's why it's symbolic, is that we, as a soul, use our body to move from one experience to the next, just like we get in our car and get from one place to the next.
That's amazing. Would someone maybe that doesn't have a car, like maybe live in New York City or something, and you just basically take cabs and buses everywhere or walk, would they still dream of a car as well?
I think so. You know, that's a good question. You know, I usually most people have vehicles, but I would think it would be the same thing.
Yeah, I guess they're still using some form of motorized transportation, I guess. So,
right.
Yeah, that would be, I would think, in common. Well, that's fascinating. And so if you're dreaming of your car and you have problems with the car, then an accident, something like that, then that would be something
right.
To maybe, okay, wow.
It would be an indication that there's something going on in the way that you're thinking that you need to be awakened to. You
now,
know, if you have four flat tires, it would have something to do with how you're moving about, you know, that maybe you need to slow down.
Yeah. Wow. Well, as far as, is it possible, and this ties in with me asking you to clarify another form of dream that you mentioned, which was precognitive. Let's say you had a dream of your mother in the car and your mother backed into something. Would that mean that you're being intuitive as to far as her health goes, or is she a symbol of something else?
She would be a symbol of your inner authority.
Okay.
I would still take that dream as an informational dream, and I would interpret it as if it was about me.
I see. Well, how do you define and what are the characteristics of a precognitive dream?
Oftentimes what happens is there is a different quality to the dream. Like the lighting could be different. Some people say that there is a certain kind of symbol that's present. I think that in most cases it's more of a feeling. I'm not one that has a lot of precognitive dreams, so I have to go on what people tell me about. And, you know, people will be awakened to something and they'll say, you know, I knew that happened.
Interesting. Let me pause here for another quick break. I can't believe how fast time is flying, folks. We got about, when we come back, about 25 minutes left with our guests. We'll try to get the calls in here. But I'll be honest with you. I'll be selfish with Dr. Sheila if I can. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
I won't take all that they hand me down. They kind of smile, though I will frown. And I'm not gonna take it all lying down. Cause once I get started, I go to town. Cause I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't want to roll about like everybody else. And I don't want to live my life like everybody else. And I won't say that I'm fine like everybody else. Cause I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest tonight, Dr. Sheila Benjamin. She is the field director for the School of Metaphysics. We're talking about dream interpretation here. And welcome back, Dr. Sheila. When we left off, we were discussing about precognitive dreams and being able to identify them for what they are, I suppose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I would look at every dream as information for me. There are different qualities to dreams that people have that are precognitive that tells them that something is happening. You know, and the way that our mind is and the way that thought is like, I'm sure that there are many people that had dreams about 9/11 before it happened because the people that staged that, that created that disaster in our life, were thinking about it prior to them doing it.
Wow.
And so thought is real,
mm-hmm.
and it has an effect. And so sometimes some people, just like the radio stations, are receptors.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are very receptive to that frequency of thought, and so they have a dream.
Wow.
And they think, you know, I had a dream about that.
So does it have bearing on the dream you receive based on, I guess, the intent of these people, obviously, perpetrating 9/11, because of the magnitude of it? In their mind, they knew it was going to have significant. Does that play a part in it as well?
It can,
okay.
Yes.
So the importance...
Because of the energy, the emotion.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, for somebody that had, and I don't know anybody personally, although I have heard from people before, who have had precognitive dreams about September 11th, and obviously they know so afterwards, and the people you've talked to, did they identify it specifically as far as it went down, or is it more metaphorical? Is it more figurative?
It's been different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mostly metaphorical. And but there's some people that have had, you know, they've had explosions in their dream and didn't know what that was all about. So, you know, we're really very, we're like a web, like a honeycomb. And we are so connected to each other that there's no, physically we may think that there's distance between us, but etherically there is none at all.
Wow. That's really amazing. So as far as the precognitive dreams, I guess, is it fairly self-explanatory? For example, if I imagine my house catching on fire or, you know, getting in a car accident, I mean, is that something that will happen in that capacity? Does that make sense?
Okay. I mean, if you were aware that it was a precognitive dream, you might be able to make some changes, you know, but mm-hmm. you may not.
Yeah. Well, what about deja vu? Is that connected in any capacity with these things that we're discussing?
Yes.
Oh, it
usually
is.
Usually what happens is people have a dream, and it's, you know, the mind has no limits as to past, present, and future. And so we might dream of a future event that we're about to experience. And so all of a sudden we walk into this place and we think, wow, I've been here before. And then all of a sudden you recall that you had a dream about being in this place, and you know exactly what's going to happen. Because thoughts are real, and, you know, lots of times things are already happening in the inner levels, in the inner chambers of our mind, before they even manifest out into the physical. And we can dream about them.
That's interesting, because I've had feelings of deja vu before, as everybody has, I'm sure. And I've actively tried to change it. You know what I mean? Just to do it. I don't know if it's possible in any way, but, you know, I certainly have. Just because I, you know, the whole idea of things happening as they, I don't know, as they're supposed to, is anathema to me. At least it was for a long time. But yeah, it's very interesting. Wow. Do you mind if we go to the phones?
Sure.
Okay. I know that's why we wanted to have you on, so people could actually have their own questions answered as well. Folks, we got a good 20 minutes. Use them wisely. 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide. 1-800-313-9443. Linda in Ohio, if I got that right. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
I had a dream that's kind of bothered me a little bit. My daughter and I were driving in my car. It was like on a high mountain road, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, it was like we were transported into a tunnel, and the tunnel had openings on both ends of it, and outside, I knew there was lots of danger, there was a lot of commotion and stuff going on. And then a surge went through me. It was, I don't know what it was, a surge. And I told my daughter, I'm going to go over and see if I can see the car anywhere. And I looked out, and when I did, my car was had banged up against trees, was had crashed, and I woke up.
Hmm.
How long ago did you have this dream?
It's probably been, I'd say, a week and a half or 2 weeks ago.
Okay. As I said before, oftentimes when we dream about cars, we're dreaming about our bodies. What I would say in this dream is that there is the tunnel. Lots of times people dream of tunnels when they're astral projecting, when they're leaving their body and using a different vehicle. What I would say is that in this dream that there is an awareness of you being able to change the way in which you're using your body. And even though there is a need for you to make some kind of change in your thinking because your car does get banged up. And so what I'm experiencing is that there's probably some emotional kind of turmoil that's going on in your life that you need to be able to become objective to.
Okay.
So that you can make some different choices that will be more mindful and will aid you with your own physical well-being. And your daughter would symbolize a part of you, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
probably a newer idea that is, you know, you're close to.
Yeah.
Very.
What's the significance of the mountain and the trees? Does that have any bearing whatsoever on it?
The mountain would be an obstacle that she is trying to overcome. The trees would indicate that she's within her mind, her inner parts of mind.
Inner parts of mind, the trees?
Yeah, they would be like your subconscious mind substance.
Okay, so that I crashed,
what?
I crashed into the trees then. In other words, I'm going to crash into something, possibly.
Well, what you need to do is you need to use your mind probably more creatively and more productively than whatever's going on in your life that's creating maybe discord.
Yeah, discord and turmoil.
Does that mean anything to you, Linda?
Yes, it does. I've been taking notes while she was talking. So
wonderful.
Yeah, it does. Thank you so very much. Very
interesting. You're welcome, Linda.
Yeah,
thanks for calling.
That's fantastic stuff. Bye. Thank you for the call. That's amazing that there can be so much insight into that. Now, as far as the health angle for Linda's story, is it significant that it's a car as far as the health goes then? Or is it just
right.
more about, okay, it is. So in essence, you know, there have to be some changes made or else perhaps you'd have that car accident, which would be indicative of, I don't know, a health issue.
Or some kind of other health issue.
Oh, okay. Okay. So if everyone who dreams of cars should go to the doctor,
necessarily go to the doctor, but learn how to interpret it so that they can begin to see. You know, when you learn how to interpret your dream, mm-hmm. like in that dream, there's obviously some kind of turmoil because she goes into a tunnel, which mm-hmm. means that she's wanting to move out of her body. You know, not necessarily death. I wouldn't go there. But I would say move out of her body. So there's something that's emotionally she's reacting to that's creating some kind of discourse or turmoil in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's having an effect on her physical body. And so there needs to be some changes so that she can change the outcome.
That's amazing stuff. Absolutely amazing. Well, let me bring up our producer, Manny, in the studio. I know he had a dream that he wanted to talk about. Manny, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Well, actually, let me see. Let me describe this one time. I had a very vivid dream. Hey, hold on.
Hey, let it ring. Let it ring. Don't worry about it. Go ahead.
Well, okay. I had a very vivid dream. I had my alarm set, and I had it set for me to go to work at for me to wake up at 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I kept hitting the snooze button. I got up. You know, I had to actually get up from my bed, walk across the room, hit the snooze button, and go back to bed. And I kept doing this over and over again because I was dreaming that my actually it was a friend. He wasn't living with me, but it was at my roommate's house. Our house, he was taking a shower and I was waiting for him to get out, but I was dreaming this, but I kept thinking that this was a real thing that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, what woke me up was my friend did show up and he asked me to, he asked me if he could go ahead and take a shower. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure what it meant, but it was very vivid and I wasn't sure, I guess just I can't think of the word.
Well, that's all right. Let's see what the expert has to say. Dr. Sheila, your thoughts?
Okay. Well, the dream itself would indicate that there is a part of yourself, your friend, symbolizing an aspect of you that is desiring to purify and cleanse the uh-huh. body. The significance in relationship to what I think you're trying to understand is that it could be that you were, in a sense, predicting, you know, because you were in that place in mind that was very connected.
Uh-huh.
Because you were half awake, half asleep, and you may have perceived or even heard telepathically your friend communicating or coming by. So there could be that kind of prediction. However, from an informational perspective in your dream, I would say that what you were dreaming about was some kind of purification, cleansing that you were indulging in.
Right. Well, how does that all pertain to prediction? Say something were like that to happen. I mean, how does that affect our lives? Like,
you mean like why would you have your subconscious waste its efforts on
right?
I see what you're saying.
It seems like yeah,
that makes sense. That's a good question. Would that be simply to get his attention to let him know that these things are possible or
could be? Uh-huh. It could be. You know, the thing is that sometimes we're just extremely receptive. And so, you know, it's like the person who has the dream of the buildings going down a 9/11 may not have much to do with that other than they received it. When you can hone it, when you can discipline yourself and use your mind more productively, then, you know, it becomes useful in the sense of being able to direct your life and be able to aid other people.
Oh, that's great.
Does becoming more lucid more often help with that?
Yeah. You know, it would aid just being more alert and awake when you are up and in your body walking around. You know, that helps a lot.
Wow. So it's like a sort of a idea for being more, I guess, in the moment, sort of more focused. Is that it?
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Being here now.
I see. Wow. Well, Manny, I appreciate you sharing that with us, my friend.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Yeah, fantastic
I'll get
stuff.
This call here.
Yeah. And again, folks, I appreciate that. And thank you, Dr. Sheila, because obviously, you know, there's a lot of great people behind the scenes there at Republic Broadcasting who, you know, they still have questions too, and we don't want to leave them
right out
of the show. So this is very, very important stuff. You know, there's so much insofar as dreams go. And I think it is important that we do understand these things, that we talk about them, and that we understand that there's something going on that's not just there as a as I said, emptying the old recycling bin on the computer, that there's more to it than that. And even if something seems relatively simple or ridiculous, for example, let's say you have a dream about a pumpkin. And in this dream, maybe while you're in the dream, you're terrified. We've all had dreams like that, where you're scared of something that's ridiculous. And when you wake up, you're almost embarrassed to tell anybody about it. Like, I had a dream, I was scared of a pumpkin. How does the emotional content fit into that?
Well, it would indicate the state of mind of the thinker. You know, if I am very fearful, then I will have fearful dreams.
Oh,
if I'm negative, then I'll have negative dreams.
Wow. So in essence, then, concurrently, the same way the subconscious can influence the conscious influences the subconscious.
Right.
Wow. This is fascinating stuff. Stay with us, folks. Our last break here, back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest this evening, Dr. Sheila Benjamin.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here.
You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. And this hour being brought to you by our good friends at PrivacyCrisis.com. Of course, the book, Privacy Crisis, by author Grant Hall. They make this hour possible for us, so we certainly appreciate them and appreciate all that they're doing for us to make this stuff happen. Folks, you can order this book, Privacy Crisis, at the website privacycrisis.com in ebook form or in hardcover form. You can also look for it used at Amazon.com or, of course, ask your local bookstore to pick this up for you. Privacy Crisis by Grant Hall. You can learn all the techniques to keep your private and personal information safe, secure, and virtually make yourself invisible as far as identity thieves and stalkers and anybody who's looking to find you or data mine you and come up with files and different things like that. This is the best way to make sure that you can travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Privacy Crisis by Grant Hall. We certainly appreciate our sponsors and advertisers. We certainly appreciate our guest tonight, Dr. Sheila Benjamin. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Let's try to squeeze in another call here, and I know I've monopolized the majority of your time. I apologize, but I'm just so fascinated by this stuff. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Welcome to the show, sir.
All right. How you doing, Frank?
Doing well. How are you?
Well, I'll be better. Maybe she can answer this question. Every time when my wife leaves, I'm always dreaming of twins, and she's two different people. Why? You know what I'm saying?
You dream that your wife is two different people?
Yeah.
Huh.
Now, in what context? You said every time your wife leaves.
Like she's a, you know, like a manic depressive bipolar disorder.
Uh-huh.
And schizophrenic. And every time when this happens, I always have this, she's two entities almost.
Uh-huh.
You know, like an MK Ultra almost, uh-huh. You'd say.
So this occurs when she has a kind of, she's going through her cycle.
Yeah.
Okay. It could be, what I would say is that what's going on with you is that you're emotional, and so you're looking at this part of yourself that you've committed to, which is your wife.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you marry, you make some commitment.
Right.
That you're emotional, and so you're beginning to look at that commitment in two different ways. And, I mean, I'm not sure what occurs when you have this dream in regards to what those two parts are. I mean, it could be that one is really kind and the person that you loved, and then there could be this other person who is
totally rotten.
You know, that's more challenging to mm-hmm. appreciate.
Yeah.
And so I would say that the reason why you have that dream when your wife is having her challenges mm-hmm. is because you're also challenged and you're also tortured by your commitment.
So like heart-to-heart, psychically, you would say, right?
Right.
Does that help you at all, Mick?
Oh, yeah, it helps some. Good. Even though I knew that's what the answer would be in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting sometimes.
Sometimes it just needs the comfort.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
I can't make it go away, but.
That's fantastic.
It's just there.
Yeah. Mick, thank you very much. I'll tell you what, Dr. Sheila, can you hang over for about five more minutes so we can give out all the information? That would
sure.
be wonderful. Thank you very much. Folks, we'll be back in 90 seconds after this brief legal identification for our affiliates.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, call